I'm on the grounds of the Fall River Archdiocese. Cardinal Sean O'Malley presided over this working-class city for 10 years as a bishop, putting out the fires of the church abuse scandal, taking in the protest of the aggrieved, and saying mass at local parishes over disillusioned Portuguese, Cape Verdean, and other immigrant congregants. But when the white smoke finally billowed from the Vatican, there was real hope here that O'Malley, Fall River's hometown celebrity, might be the next pope. I happened to be in the area when the news alert went out that the announcement of a new pontiff was just moments away. That announcement came just as this man was pulling into the parking lot here.
It's John Kearns. I'm with the Diocese of Fall River in the communications office. I was coming over here to the bishop's office, listening on the radio, and I just heard that it's the cardinal from Argentina. I did not even get the name, so I'm anxious to learn more about the man.
So, I guess it would be too much to say you're disappointed.
No, I think here, you know, we knew enough. You have to take the reports you hear and look at it in the big picture, that there are a lot of names being thrown out there, and then they seem to get amplified as the news media pick up on them. So, you know, we welcome the new pope. We promise him our prayers, and I look forward to learning more about him.
Even so, I guess Cardinal O'Malley, having been considered, I guess that would have to be an incredible badge of honor.
Well, certainly the fact that his name was in the mix, to whatever degree, is an honor to him, and it's certainly a testament to his many gifts that he brings the church. And, you know, we're still very happy that he's our neighbor in Boston.
Kern says that one benefit from the intense spotlight on Cardinal Sean O'Malley is that it has also focused attention on Fall River. Now, whether that leads to increased church attendance, he says, is a factor not yet known. In Fall River, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.